Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, author of So He Cheated, Now What?, and founder of Breathe Again Magazine. Now, Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We want you to tune in. We want you to listen to these people that are being interviewed and just be inspired and be excited about what God has done for them, because we know that God is no respecter of persons, and if he did it for them, he will do it for you too. So we are here yet again another week. It is September 15th, and that means we are halfway through the month of September. Don't ask me where the time went, because I do not know where the time went. All I know that is that time waits for nobody, no one. That is one thing. Once gone, it will never, ever be here again. We'll never see September 15th ever again, 2011. So don't put off what you were going to do. Do it, do it, do it. Don't worry about, you know, who doesn't want you to do it. Stop worrying about what he, she, or what they think, and just do it, because, again, time waits for nobody. Now, you know, every time I come to you, I say that I am excited, excited, excited about the show we have today. And it is thundering and lightning outside, but to God be the glory, we are just going to go on and do what we need to do. I'm excited today because I get a chance to finally interview Regina Baker. Now, I don't know if you know Regina Baker or not, but I don't know where you've been if you don't know her, because she is the Keeping It Real queen. I love, 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 love Regina. I met her several years ago on the Rise Network, I believe it was, and she kind of just took me under her wing, and I didn't really know a lot about the internet or social networking. All I knew is I needed to network, and I, you know, ran into her on that Rise Network, and we instantly became attracted to one another. We're friends, you know. I became connected to her because she is such a ray of light, and she is a ray of hope. She just wrote a book, and it is called How to Let Go and Let God. And, you know, we hear that all the time, how to let go and let God, but do we really do that? So I have Regina on the line. Regina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Nicole, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just honored, 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 because not only is Regina a consultant, a speaker, she is a radio personality, she is a coach. She was my coach, and she still is my coach. She coaches me every time I see her post. You know, we've had private coaching sessions, and I am one of those people that will let you know that she does keep it real. So, thank you so much for being on the show, Regina.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, most welcome. Now, Regina, tell the listener who Regina Baker is. Now, you can go right now. You can go to her website. It's reginabaker.com. But I want you to tell the listeners, who is Regina Baker?
Well, first and foremost, I am a happy, happy child of God. And I'm basically just a girl from Houston, Texas, who decided one day that she didn't want to be in corporate America and struck out into entrepreneurship. And in that, God has showed me so many different things that he purposed for me to do, and that is to, you know, empower others with the things that I've learned, you know, doing internet business and marketing and networking and, you know, those sort of things, and then just, you know, recently writing this book. So I'm just, you know, plain old Houston, Texas girl, you know, just loving to meet and connect with people.
Now, what attracts you to the Internet? Because how long have you been on the Internet, Regina?
I've been on the Internet for 14 years. 14
wow.
years.
14
and the reason,
years.
Yeah, the reason is because when I was in corporate America, my boss came to me one day and said, can you put a website up? And I was like, no, but I will. And so that's when I started studying the Internet. That's when I was like, okay, well, what's a Yahoo, you know? And that's where it all began.
Uh-huh. I remember that Yahoo.
Yeah, yeah, because there was no Google, okay? The Google was not back there, so it was Yahoo.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Now, and you've been out there, and you really taught yourself the ins and outs because you do back end, you do front end. You are that kind of like a geek, huh?
Yeah, I've always been a computer geek. And
uh-huh.
one of the things that I did when I got online was it wasn't about being in business so much as it was to learn the ins and out, you know, what is the Internet and what does it have to offer and where do I fit in? So I did a lot of research before I did any business.
Okay. And talk to me about how to let go and let God, because you know what? We say it all the time, how to let go, let God, let go, let God. Girl, you need to let go, you need to let God. Boy, just give it to God. We're on our jobs and we're telling people let go and let God, but we really don't let go. We hold on to it. We take it to the altar. We say,
mm-hmm.
it's sort of like we say, okay, God, I'm going to give this to you for 48 hours, and if you don't fix it in 48 hours, I'm going to take it back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, that's basically what happens. You know, I've been there, done that, got a T-shirt for it. So I know all about that. But the reason that how to let go and let God came into play was several years ago, you know, I was just inspired to write this article about how to let go and let God. And it basically had a lot to do with the passing of my husband and everything that was going on in my life right then. And one of the things that I wanted to do was really, really and truly learn how to let go. Because we do walk around, Nicole, and we'll say, but I got faith. I got faith the size of a mustard seed, you know, and faith without works is dead. And, you know, we'll say it out of our mouths. But if it's not deep rooted in your spirit, if you don't truly, truly understand what it means to have faith and to have the type of faith that you just let it go. Just let it go. Leave it at the altar and trust God. It takes a lot to do that. It really does. It takes a lot to do that. But the most important part of it is asking yourself, do you really trust God?
Yeah.
So it goes deeper. It goes so much deeper than just saying, girl, I just let that go and then pick it back up tomorrow. And that's because you know, you just really, truly don't believe. And I'm not pointing the finger because talking about this, it's me. It's what I did and where I had to get to. And if I truly wanted that relief, if I truly wanted that peace that surpasses all understanding, then I had to let it go. I had to surrender. I had to die to myself.
Yeah,
so.
And when you say that, though, that are we really trusting God? A lot of us believers, Christians, people that say we believe in God, we love the Lord, He is my everything, He's my all in all, we have all the affirmations and things of that nature, but we really feel as though if I admit that I don't have faith, then it means I'm not saved. So we get caught up on what people, and I think that's a huge part of it, because if I say that I really don't trust Him, then people are going to say that I must not be saved. Talk to that, because, you know, we walk around like that all the time.
Well, first of all, it really doesn't matter what people say.
That's
first and foremost. It doesn't matter what people say. What you got to do is, first of all, you've got to ask yourself, what is this that I believe in? Who is this that I believe in? You know, Nicole, we go to church. We were raised to go to church, okay? And so we hear the scriptures. We hear the ministry. We hear the teachings. We hear all of that. And the Bible says to raise a child up in the way he should go, and when he grows old, he won't depart from it. there's an in-depth message in that. And what that means is that when you get to that point in your life where you can do nothing else but fall on your knees and call out to God, that's when everything else comes back to you. When your grandmother was praying, when you remember being in church and what that scripture meant to you, well, it means to you now because you didn't know what it meant to you back then. Okay,
right.
All of those things begin to come to you, and then that's when God is able to reveal in revelation knowledge to you. Okay, so as you just really create that relationship or allow God in your life, in your spirit, and you worship him in spirit, because it's not about flesh. He's not flesh. So you got to get in a deep place with God. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
oh, bless God.
Yes.
You got to get in a deep place with him and it's like taking off everything and letting him come in and minister to you in a way that the world can't do. And then you have no choice but to believe that it's him. I hope that
makes
sense, God.
That's right. It makes sense.
This is about him. So it's not about what people think. First and foremost, you got to get away from that, okay?
Yeah.
If you're getting dressed up to go to church every Sunday to put on a hat and some shoes that hurt your feet, then you're going for the wrong reason.
That's right.
But if you're going to sit there and ask God to remove everything from around you and to receive what he has for you in that message, believe me, you are going to get it.
You're
going to get it. And then you get to a point to where you can let go. You can let go of worldly things. See, most of the stuff that we hold on to, Nicole, is worldly.
Yes.
It's worldly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not spiritual.
Yeah, that's the truth.
You know,
that is the truth.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody say, you know, like most people say, oh, my job. Oh, my job is this. Oh, gosh, my husband is this. Oh, my children are doing this. You hear people saying that. But do you ever hear anybody say, oh, God has just, oh, you know what? God has just been there for me. And they say it like that.
Right.
No. It's very few. It's very few and in between where you'll hear somebody say, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. That's what we need to do. We worship that instead of looking at our jobs and what we think somebody is doing to us.
When we see
God, then everything else will come together for us.
That is good. And that's so true. I would like to take this time right now and read an excerpt from your book, How to Let Go and Let God. And it's about your husband's sickness and particularly his death and how you had to deal with it. It says, on one particular morning, I remember thinking, what if it were time for Reuben to go home to be with the Lord? And instantly, I heard God speaking to me saying, you have a choice. You can choose the way the world thinks about death, or you can choose me, his guidance and teaching on death. Without any hesitation, I spoke out loud, Lord, I choose you. I also remembered that when I would pray for Reuben's healing, however, my prayers would always end with, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. At that moment, I didn't know what that would mean, only to find out when Reuben passed away, God gave me a peace that surpasseth all worldly understanding. I knew it was his time to go and that there was nothing I nor the doctors could do to keep him here. God blessed me to understand that it was his will. Now, Regina, right there, that seems so simple from reading that. But was it that simple?
Yeah, it was. Here's why. What we have to realize is when God is ready, when God is ready to show up in your life and you know without a shadow of a doubt that it's him, he'll do it.
Yeah.
And that's what he did to me. He came to me that way, and he let me know. He let me know in my spirit that he was going to be there through the entire journey. And it's not easy to explain, but because I physically was in so much pain,
mm-hmm.
okay, physically, my flesh was in
yes.
so much pain, mm-hmm. there is no way I could have got relief through that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's no way that another person would have been able to help me through that. So what I did was I stretched out, and I said in so many words, if there's truly a God and you say you are God, then I need you to show up.
Yes, yes, and he showed up.
I need
up.
You to show up, and I've got to have proof. I've got to have proof you exist. That's the way I talk to him.
Yeah.
I've got to have it, because if I don't, then all of it is in vain, because I wasn't understanding everything that was going on.
Right, right. Now, how old were you when this happened?
I was in my early 40s.
Okay, early
yeah,
40s.
Yeah, 43, about 43.
And you were married for how long?
10 years.
10 years. So many people get angry. So many people get upset. Why me?
Mm-hmm.
They lash out. You did none of that because you had the understanding that he was to be called home to be with the Lord.
Mhm. Yeah, it was one of the things that I did was I stayed in the Word daily, and I had to. I had to, simply because I in the flesh, me, Regina, who knows nothing, would have been a basket case.
Okay.
I refuse to be that. See, I'm the type of person, I refuse to be a statistic. Okay.
All right now.
I refuse that. So what I had to do was find my solution, and my solution was Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's how I just stayed in the Word. I stayed in the Word, and he revealed. Now, mind you, I was 43 when Reuben passed,
mm-hmm.
but my mom took us to church. My grandmother had us in church, and, you know, I knew the Word, but I didn't know the Word for me.
Okay.
The Bible
okay.
says to study to show yourself approved.
Right.
Okay. That means that you got to know the Word for yourself. You got to know it for yourself.
Yes.
So
you
know,
were hearing it
know,
all those years, but you did not know it.
I didn't know it for me.
Okay.
I knew it. I knew that there was God. I knew there was Jesus. I knew there was the Holy Spirit. I knew that, but I didn't know it for me. I just felt like, oh, I had reverence for God. I loved him, you know, but I never included him in the deepest, most parts of my life.
Right, right.
See,
right.
most people, if everything is going all right, if
mm-hmm.
everything is going all right in your life, are you calling on Jesus?
Most times they're not.
No, they're not. And that doesn't take anything away from anybody.
Right, right.
But I'm just saying, most of the time, and that doesn't happen.
Okay.
I'm not saying that nobody's like that. But
right.
the majority of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
The majority of the time.
That
you know, you
Lord,
call on
you
Jesus
in, the
in your most, yeah, in the most,
yeah.
yeah, like you just said, in the pits. When you're in
yeah.
the pits,
yeah.
and that's when you're in expectancy. For him
mm-hmm.
to show up. And that's
yeah.
why I say when you truly let go, you when you say you let go, you don't have to tell, I don't have to tell you, Nicole, I let go. I don't have to
yeah.
tell my mom I let go.
That's right.
I have to know in the depths of my spirit, and God knows, okay, God knows
yeah.
what you know that you know. He knows
right.
you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that's
he
all that
knows
matters.
What you know. And
mm-hmm.
that's what matters.
That's right.
when he can. That's when he can do the most.
Yeah, yeah. So true.
Wow,
so true.
I thank him for this.
I'm
wow.
trying to tell you, I could be on the phone with you forever, Regina.
I know.
Just a wealth. You are a wealth of knowledge. You keep it real, and you are known all around the internet for keeping it real. And I want to really touch on that because a lot of times. People look at keeping it real like people are laying people out and saying what they mean, but you keep it real with grace, and there is a difference. Talk to me about that difference, Regina, because it's the truth with grace.
Mm-hmm. Well, keeping it real, the reason keeping it real really exists for me and the people that subscribe to my information. Keeping it real means to keep the loudness away, the hype away,
the noise,
the deception, the deception away, and get to the core of what it is that people truly want. You know, there's a systematic way to everything that we do in this world, you know, with our businesses, with our jobs. Everything is like systematic. So when you get online, there's some systematic stuff going on there, you know, where people want you to do things a certain way. If you don't do it this way, then you're not going to make any money. That's a lot. So what I do is I get away from the hype with people, and I just tell the truth. I just keep it real. I keep it real in a positive way, and I'll tell a person, no, that's not it, and this is what you should be doing, and you know what, this is why it isn't working, because this is what you're doing, and I do it with love. I do it with love. I don't do it with vengeance. I don't do it with an attitude, or if you don't do what I say, you know, I don't do it like that. I do it
now, things of that nature.
Because you know why? Because we have to be careful who God places in front of you, or who God allows to sit in front of you or on the telephone, because you
Ooh.
Are to help that person. You
got to
be
right
careful
there.
What you
Lord.
Do.
Yes.
And so that's why I keep it real. The fluff, the huff, the puff, all of that's got to go.
Yes, yes.
It's
yes.
got to go. I
love
have to
it.
Talk
and
proper.
I love it because I've been on that receiving side, and you do it so well. You do it with grace. You'd be like, baby, it's not working, though. Mm-mm, why are you doing it? So I love it, love it, love it. Regina, tell the listeners how they can get your book.
Oh, yeah. My book, you can pick up a complimentary copy of it at howtoletgoandletgod.com. howtoletgoandletgod.com. Just put your name and email address in the box, and you'll receive a free complimentary copy of it.
And I do want to say this to the listeners. Now, Regina is giving this book away for free. Now, it was not free before, but now she really wants to bless the reader. She really wants this book to reach those that really need to understand and know how to really, truly let go and let God. I read the book, and it is a blessing. It's a quick read, but the read is so powerful. It's so much meat in that read. So I bless God for you, Regina. Go to her website, reginabaker.com. Sign up for all of her information. She is a wealth of truthful knowledge, and she keeps her faith first in all that she does. I love you, Regina, and I thank you so much for being on the show today. And I'm going to have you back again, because we could talk for hours and hours at a time.
I know.
So thank you so much being on the show.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
God bless you. Now, listeners, we are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to return with Deborah Henry. She is the writer of the play Secrets. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Willamette Hawkins, founder of Spring, a national single parenting ministry. I'm calling all the single parent family and the city of Norfolk, Virginia, to attend a powerful conference, three great seminars for the parents, middle, and high school students. Join us September the 24th from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Lunch will be served. Register at SpringSingleParents.com.
Did he cheat and you don't know what you're going to do? Are you struggling with rebuilding trust? If not, then you know someone that is. So He Cheated, Now What? By Nicole Cleveland is one woman's personal testimony of overcoming an affair in her marriage, an affair that produced a child. No, it's not about catching a cheating spouse or six ways to get him back or 12 ways to find out if he's cheating. It's all about forgiveness and moving past the pain into her purpose. Visit SoHeCheated.com or call 757-404-1582.
Welcome back to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland. We just wrapped up a wonderful, powerful interview with Regina Baker. Go check her out online, reginabaker.com, How to Let Go and Let God. She is the author of that book. Up next, we have Deborah Henry. She is the writer of the play Secrets. Deborah, are you on the line?
I'm here, Nicole.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the line. Now, talk to me a little bit about Secrets. Why did you write it?
I realized that so many people were experiencing this very thing, young women getting caught up with the wrong man, being deceived and tricked, and also how things go on in our churches where the people don't want to listen to leadership. And so they take things into their own hands, and then if satanic things begin to happen within the churches and just out here in the world altogether. So I just took a conglomerate of things to put this play together to make people aware of what's going on.
And set it up for us, Deborah. I believe the young lady's name is, what is she? Her name is Precious?
Yes.
Okay, talk to me about Precious and tell us a little bit about the play.
Okay. Precious is the main character in this play, and Precious is a young girl that was called by God. She had a purpose for her life, and even as a child, the enemy did not want to see her purpose fulfilled. So as she grows older, she meets a young man that she thinks is a man of God, but he's been placed in her life, and he's one of the head demon worshipers. And she does not know this, and she has a friend called Sunshine, who is another person in the play. And Sunshine befriends Precious, and Precious thinks that Sunshine is really her friend, but really she works with the satanic man whose name is Sweet Daddy Sugar.
All right, now, Sweet Daddy Sugar.
Yes, yes, and he really portrays his name to the fullest. And then you have Deacon Pius. The pastor tells the church of a vision God has given him about a great attack that's coming upon the church. And Deacon Pius goes around and undermines everything the pastor says because really he wants to take over. So those are the three settings that's going on. But it's really about Precious having her whole life destroyed. But we have to see what happens as the plot thickens.
All right. Now, I see a book. I see a book out of this. Are we looking in that direction, Deborah?
I have thought about it, and some people have asked me to write a book about it. I'm thinking about it and really considering it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that is great. And the play will be at Saints Community. Talk a little bit about that. When, where, how much?
The play is open to the public. It's going to be at Saints Community, which is located on Capistella Road. The pastor is Pastor Darrell Holt, and it's going to be at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so it's going to be September 25th at Saints Community
right.
Church on Capistella Road in Chesapeake, Virginia, and it's free, open to the public?
Yes, it is.
Good,
we
good.
We want to get the message. We want to get the message out. So we're opening it to the public because everybody needs to hear and see this.
Amen, amen. Well, I commend you for writing the play and opening it up to the public and allowing people to listen in and watch the gifts that God has given you. And I pray much success to you and your endeavors.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Now, Deborah, how can the listeners contact you if they have any questions or if they'd like you to come to their church and do the play?
They can contact me by email, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, .Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, 54, @yahoo.com, or they can fax area code 757-865-9615. Those are the two ways, or they can hit me up on Facebook because I'm there as well, Deborah Henry.
Wonderful, and you can click her link on the actual radio show page as well. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to be with us today, Deborah. God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Now, that is our show, listeners. You have listened to Regina Baker, author of How to Let Go and Let God, and Deborah Henry. She is the writer of Secrets, the Play. And I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland. I hope you were blessed, and I hope you were encouraged, and I hope you were able to take away some solutions today. And remember, it's never goodbye. Until next time, God bless you.